Flexibility. Being able to adapt yourself quickly to changing circumstances and emergencies without panic or loss of temper is a significant skill as you struggle toward success. Having a flexible disposition means you must be like a chameleon, quickly harmonizing with your environment. This does not mean shedding your principles or altering your goals. A chameleon is still a chameleon, regardless of whether it is brown or green. Flexibility means recognizing that your own mental attitude toward a situation determines if it is a disaster or a boon. If your product fails the first time out, is that good or bad? If you have flexibility, it's great. You have the opportunity to recognize flaws, to improve your product or its marketing early in the game. And because you have PMA as well, you are in an even better position to seize that opportunity. Flexibility also means that in every negotiation, you understand that the other party's needs and demands are ways in which you can better render the service you are offering in exchange. If someone needs your product a week before you have planned to deliver, you can recognize that he or she will not be the only client to make such a demand. Here, then, is your opportunity to discover how you can produce faster and better. Sincerity of purpose. There is no substitute for real commitment to your definite major purpose. Sincerity of purpose, or its lack, writes itself so indelibly into your words and deeds that anyone can recognize it. Insincerity is evident in your expressions, in your trend of conversation, in everything you do. No amount of acting skill can disguise it. The yes man is a universal object of derision precisely because everyone recognizes his insincerity. But if you are possessed of real sincerity of purpose, it will be just as visible. Andrew Carnegie told me once how he called a new employee into his office to issue a directive. The man listened, then looked him squarely in the eyes, and with a good-natured smile said, "All right, Chief, you're the boss, but I'm going to tell you that your request is going to cost you money, because you haven't investigated this matter as closely as I have." Something about his assured manner, with no hint of insubordination, convinced Carnegie to delay his decision and investigate further. He discovered that he had been wrong, and his new employee was right. That man was Charles M. Schwab, who eventually brokered the deal between Carnegie and J.P. Morgan that founded U.S. Steel. Schwab then went on to start up the mammoth Bethlehem Steel. He began his rise to prominence on the simple basis of his sincerity of purpose in everything he did. Be sincere, first of all, with yourself, and you will steadily grow in self-reliance. If you have sincerity of purpose, it will strengthen every one of the other aspects of your pleasing personality. What better compass could you have at a moment you must demonstrate flexibility than a true and lasting dedication to your definite major purpose?